Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And services not by tax dollars. So regardless of how long this drags on for, your mail will be safe.
Today, Secretary Pete Hegseth, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi, were in Memphis, Tennessee, where President Trump deployed National Guard members to help with crime, he says. Local leaders say crime has decreased in the past 2 years. And hundreds of federalized National Guard troops have deployed to Portland, Oregon, to help support ICE operations. On Wall Street, stocks closing with new highs for the Dow and NASDAQ. This is ABC News. The push for the Justice Department to release the full files of its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein continues. The convicted sex offender died by suicide while awaiting federal trial on sex trafficking charges. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Epstein's one-time neighbor, now speaking out.
One of President Trump's cabinet secretaries claiming that high-profile associates of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein not only knew of his behavior, but some even participated. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Epstein's former neighbor, recounting his alleged experience with the deceased billionaire to the New York Post, saying he believes Epstein may have traded alleged blackmail videos for a lesser prison sentence during his first criminal case in 2008.
Hurricane Imelda raking Bermuda today. It's now churning out in the Atlantic. Much of the country feeling the heat, though, as October begins. Summer-like conditions for the Midwest and northern states. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for mostly clear and mild conditions tonight with a low of 59, mostly sunny with record heat possible tomorrow and a high of 89, and balmy clear fall night tomorrow night with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the west-northwest at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 83 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grant County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a death in the village of Montfort. During the early morning hours Wednesday, the Grant County Dispatch Center received a 911 call from a residence on West Main Street in the village of Montfort, reporting a subject there with a gunshot wound. A sheriff's deputy was nearby and arrived on scene in approximately 3 minutes and located the subject deceased inside the residence. Assistance was requested from the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory's Crime Scene Response Team to assist with processing the scene. Investigators, along with the Grant County Coroner, worked throughout the day and are continuing the investigation into this incident. No identifying information of the decedent is being released at this time, pending notification of family. There is no immediate danger to the public. To maintain the integrity of the investigation, the Sheriff's Office will not be releasing additional details at this time. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and additional information will be released as it becomes available. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office at 608-723-2157 or Grant County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-789-6600. The identities of the three people killed in a fiery crash Saturday morning in Sauk County have been released. The single vehicle crash on Coon Bluff Road just north of County Highway P in Delona Township resulted in the deaths of Garrick D. Cleveland Jr., 34 of Linden Station, Naomi L. Ewok Cleveland, 34 of Baraboo, and Dante B. Grant, age 37, with ties to Wisconsin and Nebraska. Preliminary reports indicated that the vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. A partial government shutdown means uncertainty for federal employees in Wisconsin. There are some 18,000 civilian federal workers in the state. The partial shutdown, the first since 2018, meaning hundreds of thousands of what are deemed non-essential federal workers across the nation, will be without pay possibly for weeks. In addition, President Donald Trump has suggested using the shutdown to facilitate permanent firings. Essential services, including Social Security and the U.S. Postal Service, won't be impacted, but federal grant funding to various state agencies could be. Amid the government shutdown, Democrats are pushing to continue tax credits for health insurance premiums. They're set to expire at the end of this year. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
They help 22 million middle and lower income Americans afford their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. A family of four with an income below about $125,000 qualifies. If these credits stop, the average person could see their premium more than double. Wisconsin Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore and Senator Tammy Baldwin have been talking to constituents about what this would mean for their lives. Here's Baldwin at a roundtable in Marathon County.
You know, we have a precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this. I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
These programs save the average family about $700 a year. If the tax credits expire, Baldwin says as many as 30,000 Wisconsinites could lose their coverage. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Attorney General Josh Call announced that Wisconsin and a coalition of states secured a court order protecting federal funding for state energy programs intended to help residents and municipalities in Wisconsin save energy and improve resilience. In August, Wisconsin joined a coalition in filing a lawsuit to block a U.S. Department of Energy policy that capped reimbursement for indirect and fringe cost at 10%. The coalition argued that the policy violated federal law, ignored previously negotiated cost agreements, and threatened states' ability to administer federally funded programs. In Wisconsin, DOE's cap would have cut state energy program funding for indirect and fringe cost from nearly $370,000 to $130,000, creating staffing gaps, limiting oversight, and disrupting support for local energy projects and statewide resilience. The court ruled that DOE's attempt to impose the cap was unlawful. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $430,000 in grant funding awards for veteran mental health initiatives. The funding through the Veteran Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant Program is meant to support nonprofits that address the mental well-being of veterans in the state. Nine organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding. Wisconsin farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Grower Association is reminding Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and veggies locally. The state is the third largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the spuds are shipped out of state. Spokesperson Dana Rady says when you're buying potatoes in the store, to look for the stamp that says Wisconsin Healthy Grown to know you're helping out local farmers. The DNR is tracking a new invasive species in Wisconsin woods, invasive oyster mushrooms. Research from UW-Madison shows the mushrooms have been spreading quickly through the state after being accidentally introduced to the Midwest in the past several years, probably due to grow-at-home mushroom kits. The spores of the yellow fungus can quickly spread on the wind, and they crowd out native fungal colonies that usually grow on decomposing matter. They grow in distinctive large yellow clusters at the base of dead trees. The DNR says they are edible, but as with any mushroom you forage, be sure you identify it before you eat it. Reedsburg Area Medical Center has been recognized as one of the cleanest hospitals in the United States by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, as reported by Becker's Hospital Review. The recognition is based on patient survey results collected by CMS that measure how patients feel about the cleanliness of the hospital's rooms and common areas. RAMC credits this achievement to its environmental services team and all employees who help maintain high standards of cleanliness. Keeping a hospital clean goes beyond appearance. It plays a vital role in preventing infections, supporting recovery, and creating a positive experience for patients and families. Ithaca Schools is celebrating homecoming this week with various activities, including dress-up days. The big annual event during homecoming week is the annual school fair. Before the fair gets underway on Saturday, there's something new Friday night. Houston Bolin is a senior at Ithaca High School and an organizer of the event.
Friday night, we have the family fun night from 5 to 8. So usually there is an alumni volleyball game that's been every year, but now it's co-ed. We also have the bags tournament, which is going to be $10 a team, and there's going to be prizes awarded to the winners. And carnival games is going to be hosted by the middle school student council Friday night as well.
The Hall of Fame ceremony will be held Saturday afternoon at 2. Dr. Brandon Federley is the high school middle school principal at Ithaca.
We have two great alumni honorees, John Jones, who I believe has the in-game scoring record in Ithaca basketball history, and then Chris Fry as the community honoree. Both of those people show you just how great the Ithaca community is, how important the school is, and the kind of folks that come out of the school. We're very proud to invite them back. We're very proud to honor them.
Saturday afternoon's homecoming football game will kick off at 2:30 and will feature Ithaca versus Royal. On Saturday night, the homecoming dance will be at 8. The weekend will wrap up with the horse show at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm on Sunday morning at 11. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website and on the Ithaca Fair Facebook page. The registration for entries to the 2025 Canyon of Lights Parade as part of Center Color Fest is open. The parade will step off Saturday at 7. The theme for the parade this year is Harvest Hoedown. Parade entries are still being accepted. Participants, whether a civic organization, business, classic car, truck, or tractor, can register by emailing marty.richards@richlandcenterwi.gov or by calling 608-630-2452.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family of Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held at 3 o'clock Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88 of Boscobel. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80 of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Ron Daly, 80 of Blue River. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th from noon until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center, or call 608-475-6090.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the unusual warmth continues across the middle of the country. We're into that warm airflow out ahead of a front which stretches from California up through North Dakota. Out ahead of that, temperatures are running a good 15 to 20 degrees above normal. Some record highs are possible the next couple of days, with readings getting into the upper 80s during the afternoons. It'll be plenty breezy as well, especially as we get toward late Saturday and Sunday. Could see some wind gusts over 30 miles an hour on Sunday. Now, there will be a cool front settling into the area by Sunday evening that might spark a scattered shower or thunderstorm through Monday morning. And and then a wave of low pressure riding up along the front could bring us a few more showers Monday night into early Tuesday. Right now, the rain totals don't look too impressive, probably a few tenths of an inch generally. Also, we'll see a return of much cooler, more seasonal conditions for the bulk of next week. Your forecast for tonight, generally clear to a few scattered clouds on the mild side with a low at 59 degrees, southeast wind under 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with record high temperatures possible hitting the upper 80s, south to southwest wind 7 to 15, and Friday night just falling down to 62, mostly clear. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy on the hot side with a record high near 89 degrees possible, south wind between 10 and 20. Going into Sunday, partly sunny, still rather warm, windy, with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by evening, low 61, high 84. Monday, mostly cloudy and much cooler, 50% chance of a couple of showers early in the morning, low at 53, high 68. Another chance of rain coming up Monday night into Tuesday morning, about a 50% chance. Tuesday's low at 49 with a high of 64. And by Wednesday, cool with a chance of frost in the morning, partly cloudy, high at 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a nice evening.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 82 degrees after a high today of 86 and a morning low of 48. Yesterday's high was 82 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1976 is 94 degrees, with a record low of 22 that was set back in 2003. Last year's high was 72 with a low of 36. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:41 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:01. Winds are out of the west northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.08, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 82 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
And it's time for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. The word this hour is cozy, C-O-Z-Y. So warm, cuddling up to the fire and feeling cozy. All you have to do is text COZY, C-O-Z-Y, on the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's on the Apple or Google Store. Then find WRCO and go to the text button area and enter COZY, C-O-Z-Y, for your chance to be a winner. Good luck. WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by PCB Wealth Management. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's high school sports action.
It's a light dusting of high school sporting events going on in the area today and tonight. We'll be on hand at Riverdale Schools, and coming up within the next hour, we'll join you with volleyball action. Coach Jesse Kinney of Riverdale talked to me recently about the homecoming match.
We'll be seeing Cuba City at home, and I mean, some of us have already scouted them, so it's always, I mean, Cuba's disadvantage is that everybody wants to play their best against them because of their reputation, so I'm really glad that that's our homecoming match.
And will that be a little earlier?
But yeah, everything is bumped up. stop just because of trying to get to skit night.
Hear the action tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, which is coming up in around a half hour or so. I am Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
In wild card playoff action in the Major League Baseball, right now a game going on features the Cubs against the Padres, and the Cubs are leading the Padres 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. And the winner of that game will go on to face Milwaukee in the divisional round of the playoffs on Saturday. Don't blame quarterback Jordan Love for the Packers' slow start to the NFL season. CBS Sports ranks him among the top five passers in the league. In that 40-40 tie against the Cowboys, Love completed 31 passes for 331 yards and three touchdowns. He kept producing clutch throws and kept Green Bay in the high-scoring game. After four games, he's completed more than 69% of his passes for an even 1,000 yards, eight touchdowns, and just one interception. And the Green Bay Packers have reason to believe they possess a championship-caliber offense and defense, but their special teams have been a different story. Breakdowns in the phase have helped cost the Packers victories in each of the last 2 weeks. Those special teams issues help explain why the Packers fell out of the NFC North lead heading into their bye week. Green Bay's traditional struggles in special teams started well before Matt LaFleur arrived in 2019, but a couple of big plays the last 2 weeks have made the issue more glaring. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs. By Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. And by PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society invites you to next week's finale of this year's Animal House season. It's been a pleasure for the Animal House crew to serve customers this past summer, but it's almost time for the bright red Animal House food stand to go away for the winter, with next Thursday and Friday, the 9th and 10th, being the last days of the year to enjoy a Chicago dog, a brat, or other tasty sandwich from Animal House's usual spot next to the Richland Center Community Center's parking lot. We hope to see you there, and also at this year's OMHS Rummage Romp, which will be at the Community Center Saturday, October 11th. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting your pets and responsible pet ownership.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
Thursday, soybeans and corn were higher. Cattle and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying. The trades monitoring the U.S. harvest, expecting good progress while also watching planting activity in South America. There is another round of support linked to optimism about face-to-face talks with China in a few weeks. November soybeans were up 10 and 3 quarters at 10.23 and 3 quarters. January was 10 and 3 quarters higher at 10.41 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal was up $5.70 at $2.79.30. December soybean oil was 2 points higher at $50.44. Corn was supported by short covering and technical buying, also monitoring the U.S. harvest and planting weather in Argentina and Brazil, which generally looks favorable. Ethanol production declined over the past week, at least partially due to seasonal maintenance. December was up 5 1/4 at 421 and 3 quarters. March was 5 1/4 higher at 438. And wheat was up on short covering and technical buying. It is oversold, but the upside is going to continue to be limited by rising global supplies. U.S. winter wheat planting weather looks favorable in most of the Midwestern plains. December Chicago was up 5 1/2 at 514 and 3 quarters. December Kansas City was 3 1/2 higher at 499. December Minneapolis was up 3 1/2 at 560 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were down on the recent trend in box beef and direct cash prices. December live was 102 lower at 233.47. February was down 122 at 235.95. November feeders were down 520 at 352.40. and hogs were pressured by cash and wholesale business. December lean was down 22 cents at 86.67. February was 57 lower at 88.45. Kellen Havikin has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Garrett Biesterfeld from Durand, Arkansas High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Garrett plays football, shoots trap, and belongs to 4-H and FFA. He cites those organizations with helping him grow. Garrett lives on a farm and is heavily involved in the day-to-day operations. He's hoping someday to take it over.
After high school, I plan on just going right to the farm and milking some more cows and growing some more steers, and as land opportunities come, just taking it just to try to expand.
Garrett said agriculture is about growing and producing food for the world, and running his own farm has always been a passion.
I've been helping around the farm ever since I could walk, and I just love being able to take care of little calves, taking care of the bigger dairy cows, and just really have grown a passion for it over the years, and I don't think I could go without it.
At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
The cash cattle trade had a few bids on the table at $230 to $233 on a live basis, below asking prices of $237 to $240. Dressed bids have been reported at $357 to $360, below asking prices of $363 plus in the north. Packer inquiry should improve through Friday. Box beef closed sharply lower. Choice was $525 lower at $363.22, and select was $349 lower at $343.40. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head. Cash hogs have been delayed by packer submission problems today, but opening trends were weak. The cash hog market continues to monitor demand domestically and globally. Concerns remain about China's interest in U.S. pork. Pork values closed a dollar lower at $107.35. All primal cuts except loins were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and 7,700 on the year. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An ag lobbyist says U.S. farmers are expected to get help from the federal government to weather the tough farm economy. Randy Russell tells Brownfield there are many unknowns.
How do you do it? And where's the money coming from? And I suspect that they're going to use the increase in tariff money that is coming in and use that to help pay for whatever payments are made under this emergency assistance.
More news is next.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
President of Data Analysis with Illinois Farm Business Farm Management says debt is expanding in the U.S. farm sector. Brad Zwilling tells Brownfield.
Debt was expected to increase by 5% from 2024, while the farm assets were supposed to increase only by 4.7%. So we know our debt's crawling a little faster up than our assets.
He says a high interest rate environment is compounding the issue. Low prices are leaving many soybean farmers unsure how to handle the bushels that are being harvested this fall. Harmon Wiltz farms in West Central Minnesota.
It's as tough as I've ever seen it from the standpoint that, the basis is so wide right now at about $1.15. Futures market isn't good. The bases are wide. And a number of the elevators are saying, hey, we'll take your beans, but you got to sell them the day you bring them in. So that leaves no upside potential.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in a commercial poultry flock in southwestern Wisconsin. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a large sale and the big round market was very good. Reminder, next hay sale will be October 8th. You can also buy hay and bedding throughout the week. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have more online only auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website at www.tipsackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
From start to finish, Harchi Lumber has everything you need to get the job done right. Save time and money and find all your building supplies in one convenient place. Serving this area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, offers a full selection of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and complete home and pool building materials. They even provide custom-built prefab wall panels with delivery and setup available using their own crane truck. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 and get your project off the ground with experience you can trust.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Bart Fisher with the Ag and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University says ad hoc assistance is expected from the Trump administration to help farmers navigate the tough ag economy. Find out more on Brownfield right after this.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
When it comes to agricultural news, Brownfield is the name farmers trust. As the largest agricultural radio network in the country, Brownfield delivers the news, markets, weather, and insights that Midwestern farmers want and need every single day. We are proud to keep rural America informed and ahead. Brownfield, the leader in farm radio for over 50 years. Thank you for listening. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Fisher says times are tough for farms across the country.
We've got 64 representative farms in 30 different states just for row crops. And if you look at the outlook for the vast majority of our farms, we would put them in poor financial condition. They've exhausted a lot of working capital. That's not to say that it's universal, but frankly, whether I'm looking at feed grains, whether I'm looking at rice farms, or I'm looking at cotton farms, anywhere in the country, input costs over the last 4 years exploded. And as we all, anyone in agriculture knows, their very input costs are sticky and slow to come down, and then you combine that with trade uncertainty, just given the current reciprocal trade negotiation environment, and it's sort of a recipe for tough times.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law in July included a boost to farm programs, but he says that doesn't go into effect until fall 2026, and farmers need a bridge to survive until then. What does it look like? Fisher says it's unclear right now.
There's a lot of discussion around something that looks like an ECAP 2.0, and there's a lot of conversation around, and the president commenting potentially doing more trade aid, which I think is good because it's input costs and trade uncertainty that are the two major dynamics at play. And so you've got policy vehicles for addressing both of those. And so to me, it's a good thing. It's not like we're having to step out there into the abyss wondering what in the world Congress could do to help. We know what Congress could do to help. We've done a lot of analysis to already put, the parameters in play to do the estimates for exactly what would be needed if they wished to repeat that. And so I think we've got
the framework there. The biggest wild card is, one, is who blinks, right? Does the administration do this? Does Congress do it? The other is that they're still just, I mean, this is D.C. we're talking about, right? And it's following the reconciliation that was very politically charged, and it's on the hills of a midterm coming next year. And so everything, like it always is going to be through a political lens. You took an ECAP-style approach, right, to last year, which is quite literally, hey, what is the national average revenue right now versus USDA's Economic Research Service, their estimated cost of production? If you take that calculation for the big, for the major row crops in the country, last time around, if memory serves, it was about $36 billion. This year, it's about $46 billion, an additional $10 billion. That starts to give you an idea of the scale of the problem. Last time, Congress covered about 26% of it. You know, if they were to do this again, what size, you know, how much of that they would cover? That's ultimately up to Congress to decide. But it gives you an idea of just the scale of the problem out there.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
And it's time once again for this hour's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest word, your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's keyword is cozy, C-O-Z-Y, like this blanket sure is cozy. And all you have to do is go to the Civic Media app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download it from the Google or Apple store, find WRCO, and use the text button to send the keyword cozy, C-O-Z-Y. Good luck to each and every one of you. And a reminder, coming up shortly, we will have high school volleyball action. It's Riverdale versus Cuba City. Homecoming week in Riverdale, so a big match there. So they're starting a little earlier so they can get their skits in. So that'll be coming up shortly right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with Phil Nee making the call for that game.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers?
billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
WRCO Studio, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, where great music and delicious memories are made.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone. But I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night soul dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. And you'd be walking out of here without him. When you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up.
Kid.
ABC News is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Thousands of federal workers furloughed as the government shutdown continues. The White House says layoffs could be imminent. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
The president in a social media post said he was going to be looking at Democrat agencies. And I asked Caroline what departments, programs, agencies are on the table for consideration to be cut. And also, what did they mean by Democrat agencies? She did not get into specifics, but she did say that they're looking at agencies that, quote, don't align with the administration's values that they feel are a waste of taxpayer dollars.
The UK says two people are dead after a car ramming and knife attack at a Jewish synagogue in Manchester. The suspect is also dead. Three people are in custody. Sean Diddy Combs due in court tomorrow for sentencing on two prostitution-related charges. The hip-hop mogul today sending a letter to the judge saying he takes full responsibility and accountability for his actions and apologized to his victims, asking the judge for mercy. This is ABC News. Car buyers interested in electric vehicle deals and government credits race to those dealerships in the final hours before they expired. And now the numbers are in.
It's all about the electric vehicle tax credit of $7,500 that expired on the last day of September. Buyers flocked not just to Tesla showrooms, but EV dealerships of every brand. Tesla's 7% sales jump in the third quarter followed two quarters of steep declines as people were turned off by CEO Elon Musk's toe dip into right-wing politics right after President Trump was elected. Earlier this spring, Tesla sales had plunged 13% compared to 1 year earlier. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Israel says it's intercepted those ships of flotilla boats that were out on a mission to deliver aid to the people of Gaza, saying more than 150 activists are now in Israeli custody. They said they took control of the boats and accused the flotilla of entering an active combat zone. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Volleyball. It's Riverdale Homecoming Week, and we'll spotlight the Chieftains.